Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Mayor Carlos Jimenez is going to join us here as he has in these last couple months here. Thank you for your time as always, Mayor, and hope everything's good in the family.
Everything's good. How about with yours?
Mayor, we're hanging in there, man. We're sitting back. We've been watching you a ton, man. You've been all over everything, Mayor. Before we start, do you ever just, when you're sitting there next to the governor, do you ever talk to him ahead? Do you guys disagree on stuff from time to time and go, Governor, listen, man, we got to change some. tell me about your relationship with he. Like, sometimes I want to go here. I'll take it from here, Mayor. Governor, what the hell? Do you ever want to do that or what?
No, Governor's a good guy, really bright guy. You know, he's a Yale graduate, attorney. So he's a really bright guy, a good guy. And, like every two human beings, you're not going to agree 100% on everything. But, for the most part, I think he's done a really good job. He's allowed us to be somewhat autonomous down here. I call him, just about every day, say, hey, look, we're about to do this, this, and this. It's a little bit different than other parts of the state, but the Miami-Dade is different than other parts of the state. You know, we've got many more cases down here, and our contagion level is much higher than the rest of the state. And so he understands we have to do things a little bit different here in order to keep this down.
Mayor, mask, distancing, washing your hands. We bring this stuff up. We got text messages coming in. You believe that stuff? It's a conspiracy. Like, it's not going to affect you that much. Like, we're still got that stuff. It's people that are not following the rules are never going to follow them, Mayor. What do we do?
If we just follow the rules, this thing would be over. All right? And so, you know, thank you for the conspiracy theories and all that stuff, but if we just follow the rules, this thing would be over. What happened in the beginning of June, a lot of young people did exactly what you're just saying and started partying and doing what young people do. And we saw a huge spike in the middle of June of young people getting infected. And yeah, and unfortunately, they started infecting their parents and their grandparents. And now what used to be like an 8% positivity rate on all people taking tests has now jumped to 23% over the last 2 weeks. And you know, and yesterday's numbers, we have sometimes we get up to 27% positivity, and that's the real problem. And then you correlate that with the increase in people going to the hospital, the actual people that it does harm. We have 1,600 people in the hospital right now where when we started shutting down. Joe, when we started shutting down Miami-Dade, you know, a couple of months ago, we only had about 400 people in the hospital. We're trying to, you know, tamp it down so it didn't get to exceed right. The capacity. Well, we're at 1,600 people in the hospital. We have over, you know, 300 and something people in ICU. We have over 180 people that are on ventilators. Just 2 weeks ago, we had 84 people on ventilators. And so, yeah, the people that go on ventilators, by the way, you know, it's not a good thing. And the mortality rate is pretty high. So we expect that the death rate's going to tick up. You know, it's going to pick up. It's always, the death rate always lags a little bit, about 10 days, 14 days after, you know, things go up. So, you know, that's the unfortunate part. You know, you're running the risk. For some people, it doesn't do much. Although now they're finding that you may feel okay and you think that you're at 100%, but really it attacks your lungs. And then you may feel the effects of this when you're older. They're finding out new things about this virus every single day. It's a very serious thing. And so, no conspiracy. The number one way to stop the spread is wearing your mask. Why? Because the number one way it spreads is from you breathing somebody else's, you know, exhaled air, because the virus is in there. And here's also the bad news. Bad news is that we're also finding out, or they are finding out, I'm not the guy doing research, that you're actually the highest level of contagion, or you're most contagious about 3 or 4 days before you start even showing symptoms. So that's even really bad. So your buddy, you think is great, you just played around a tennis, he could be, you know, with COVID-19, and you guys just say, hey, let's go and talk for a while. You just pass it from one to another. You take it to your home. You take it to your kids. You take it to your wife. Maybe you'll pass it on to your dad or your grandfather or your grandmother. And that's what's happening here in Miami-Dade. We just need to stay away from each other. There are things that we can do safely. Put your mask on. Wash your hands. Keep your hands away from your face. If you do that, we can knock this level down.
Mayor, I think everybody is starting to see all this, but how do you get you're going to need the police to be involved with this at some point and start get. That's the last thing your police department in Dade County wants to have to do, is tell people, spread out or where's your mask. I mean, how are you going to handle that? I'm sure your police force has already said, you need to find other people to do that. We don't want to do it.
Actually, my police force is doing it. That's their duty. And that's what police do. They do their duty, and they do it well. And, you know, I'm a big supporter of our police department. I think we have the best police department, you know, in the nation, if not the world. Super professional. They're go-to people. You know, you say, you've got to do this, they get it done. And I'm super proud of them, and, you know, I couldn't be prouder of our police department. And I've asked them to do that, and they do it. And so they go out, and we do thousands of inspections every day. There are some businesses that we close down every day. Now we're also working on a civil fine, so that other inspectors, if they find you that you're not wearing a mask and stuff, will just walk up to you and give you a $50 ticket. You know, we have to do this. Unfortunately, we have to do this. Some people just will not do it, and young people feel invulnerable. And young people, you know, do what young people do. They're partying. They're getting together. They're having sleepovers. They're having whatever. Okay. And I think that had a lot to do with it. The demonstrations had a lot to do with it. Back in the beginning part of June or so, and we saw that big spike 2 weeks later, and then here we are, and we got to get a handle on it. So I had to shut down the interior dining spaces here in Miami-Dade. You can still have outdoor dining. You can still have pickup. You can still have delivery. The gyms now, when you work out, you have to wear a mask here in Miami-Dade. Can no longer do it without a mask, even with social distancing, because we know this thing travels, longer than longer distance than we thought, and then you're recirculating that air, and that virus is in the air, and you're going to catch it. It's a risky proposition if you don't wear a mask. So that's what we're trying to do here, Joe. You know, there's no science attached to this. There's no handbook attached to this. You know, we just follow the advice of our medical personnel, and then, you know, we ask our people, please follow the rules. If you do that, we'll all be safer.
Mayor, I can't imagine the amount of blowback your office has been getting about another shutdown or another, you know, closing the interior spots from restaurants, bars, any of those kind of stuff, especially on the beach or close to the beach, that just kind of reopened after that. Are you expecting more and more blowback as the time comes from restaurant owners, from bar owners, from people like that, who can't open up, not forget about 50% capacity, but at 0% capacity indoors?
Look, bars and restaurant interior spaces, if you find me a way where somebody can eat or drink without taking their mask off, I'll be happy to reopen it. But I haven't figured that one out yet. Okay, and so the problem with restaurants is not that they didn't follow the rules. They did. You know, the vast majority did, although we saw some images of some that weren't. Okay, but the vast majority did. They spent money. Did they follow the new guidelines and say, we did everything right, and then you're closing us again? Yes, you did everything right. But at the time that we opened you, our positivity rate was running around 8%. And now the gating criteria that we get from the administration is you have to be under 10% for 14 or more days. We're at 23% right now. Oof. We need to get that that positivity rate down under, you know, under 10%, somewhere in the 5% range, so that we can start to open up again. And then they say, well, can you guarantee us that you'll never close us again? I can't. I mean, I don't know what this virus is going to do. There's no way I can guarantee you something that I don't know, because nobody knows what this virus is going to do. If we all follow the rules, we can keep it down. But, you know, bars are just, it's just a very high-risk activity. Bars, discotheques, nightclubs, places where you have a bunch of people, like, you know, banquet halls, even movie theaters, which just opened up, bowling alleys, casinos we opened up just recently, and unfortunately, you know, we have to close you down. And because you can't, you know, whenever you have a lot of people, you know, together, especially in an enclosed area, that's just the recipe for, you know, really bad things. And so we can't. They didn't do anything wrong. It's just the their nature, their business, the way they conduct their business. You got to take a mask off on an interior space. It is a high risk, very high risk, you know, proposition. And that's why we had to make that decision. And I'm sorry. Yes, do I get blowback? Do I get criticized? Yeah, man, I get criticized for anything I do.
You're a talk show host.
You know, man. I've been at this for 9 years. You know, gee whiz, if I were a real sensitive guy, you can't be a real sensitive guy being mayor of Miami-Dade. I'll tell you right now, you have to do what you think is right and explain yourself as to why you did it. The people of Miami-Dade wanted a strong mayor, and they wanted one person accountable. That happens to be me, okay? And I'll take the responsibility. Am I perfect? Am I going to make mistakes? I'm going to make mistakes. I'm a human being. And when I do, I'll own up to it, you know. But I got to follow the best advice that I have right now, the best roadmap that we have, which is, you know, again, nobody has ever written this book. I will continue to do it and do the best I can until my term is up on November 17th, and then somebody else is going to take over.
Mayor, real quickly, opening of schools. What are your thoughts? Full-time, part-time, stay home? How's this going to play out in Dade County?
Don't know, because I don't know where the virus is going to be, you know, when that happens. The good news, I'm speaking today. I'm having a reunion with a meeting, you know, virtual meeting with the superintendent of schools. We're going to discuss the issue, you know, about the school board and what are going to. I know that you know, there are certain leaders that want us to open up the schools. You know, we will do so when it's safe to do so. And so I think it'll be a very interesting discussion with the superintendent about what he wants to do and where we think we're going to be. But again, if we all do our part, we can get this contagion down and we can start living a much more normal life, which is really all I'm hoping for. What I'm hoping for right now. We're also got to get the number of people in hospitals down. We got to get the people down in ICUs down. We got to get the people out, the ventilators down. All of that, so that we take the strain off of our medical personnel. You know, they've been at this for 2 months. We need additional people here in order to open up additional beds. So all of that, you know, we've got to take all that in consideration, and then we'll talk to the superintendent. And it's a moving target, you know. I can't tell you what's going to happen in August. I don't know what's going to happen in August. We hope, and the measures that we've put in place, we think will work as long as people practice, you know, are responsible. That's all I'm asking. Please be responsible. Please wear your mask. It's not a hoax. You know, you need to protect yourself and your loved ones from this disease. Now, they're still finding out the effects of it. We don't know 100% of what it does. And so please, you know, protect yourself. And if we do that, if we all follow our, you know, the rules, we'll be much better off.
Mayor, if you get some time today, can you do me one favor? Can you spend some time with Mayor Suarez? Can you just give him a call? He said it's been 3 weeks. How are you handling that right now with his criticism of not communicating with you and the other mayors in Dade County?
I communicate with the League of Cities 3 times a week, and they're all members of the League of Cities. And so the executive board of the League of Cities, by the way, his chairman is on those meetings 3 times a week. So I communicate very well with the other mayors. Now, remember, there's 34 mayors in Miami-Dade County.
Right.
Okay? There's not just one. There's 34. City of Miami is only 15% of the population. I'm the only strong mayor outside of the mayor from Hialeah. I'm the only one. Every one of those are council manager forms of government, which means the managers are the ones that run the day-to-day operations, and I even meet with them. And so, you know, he knows he's got my number. Give me a call whenever you want to talk. Okay? He knows it, and so I'll be happy to do that, and I'll be happy to communicate with any mayor at any time. And so I'm an open book. My processes are very open. You know, one does protest a little bit too much. So, you know, there are ways to get to me, and he knows it. So it takes two to tangle in this. So, you know, when I require something from him, I will call him. And apparently he doesn't require anything of me because he doesn't call me. He hasn't called me in a month, okay? And he has my number. So please do. If there's an issue that you have, well, I'll be happy to talk to you.
All right, Mayor. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. I know there's a ton of stuff, and I know you got a lot going on. So thank you for finding some time for us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, guys. All right, have a good one.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.